For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU men's hockey team is Dan Billett, a junior defender out of Highlands Ranch, Colorado. And you guys get to enjoy a weekend off before playing a Wednesday-Friday series over Thanksgiving out at Princeton. Looking back on that last time you guys were on the ice against Minnesota State, have you ever played in a crazier weekend of hockey?
No, it was tough. Like, every bounce was going like their way, and then things would even back up and we'd take the lead and then they'd take it back, and then it was a crazy game. I don't really know how to describe it. I've never really been a part of a game like that.
You guys ended up losing those two games, the Saturday game you speak of, 8-6. How many times did you guys think you were going to win that one?
We went down in the second there. I think it was 4-1, and then we started climbing back, and I know we took the lead there, and I thought for sure, you know, with that big comeback that we'd have it there. And then they came back, and then we took another lead in the third, and I was like, all right, now for sure we got it. And then they came back from that one too. So, I mean, it was really wild.
It was the first career goal for Aaron Miller, first goal for TJ Roos since January of last year, and a hat trick for Jay Dickman. 2-for-5 on the power play. You guys are doing a lot right. Do those stats make losing even harder?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good when a guy gets his first goal. It was a nice goal from Miller, and it was good to see Roos score again. And then Dickman with that hat trick was really nice. And, you know, if you win those kind of games, it's fun to celebrate with those guys who really got those career accomplishments, but it's tough when you lose a game and there's guys doing such amazing things out there.
Well, Schultz was telling me about the last time you guys road tripped over Thanksgiving. He said he had never seen a team eat so much. Remembering back to that trip, how did you feel on that Friday game after eating so much?
It's always interesting. You're used to big Thanksgiving meals with your family. So when you're on the road, we eat well. We go to some amazing restaurants, and we usually eat a lot. And you just got to remember that there's a game that next day, and you can't forget what you're there for.
It makes it kind of tough. Last year, looking back on that series against Princeton, you guys lost. What do you remember most about that weekend?
God, that was a tough weekend. I know we were doing really well. We were kind of on a hot streak going into that weekend, and then, you know, Princeton came in here, and they're a good team, and they worked hard, and I don't know if we were ready for it, and it was tough. I mean, I don't want to say revenge, but we definitely need to keep in mind what happened last year as we head out there.
And it's so important, these non-conference games. How much more important does it make this series?
These are big games in terms of the rankings for who makes the tournament, and you know, these are games that you can't let slip away. It's not a WCHA game, but it's still really important.
Princeton plays on a rink named after Hobie Baker. How much are you looking forward to playing on a rink named after a hockey legend like that?
It should be amazing. Overall, it should be a fun trip. I've heard a lot of great things about Princeton, and it should be fun to go out there and see what it's like.
All right, on to some fun questions. I love it when Schultz comes up with these. What is your nickname?
Billy.
Okay, that makes sense. What was your first job?
My first job, I guess I worked hockey camps getting paid cash, but my first real job, I worked at a youth center in Aberdeen, and I was an assistant teacher in an after-school program.
Very cool. What is your dream job?
I'd love to be a CEO one day, run a company. That'd be fun.
Any famous relatives?
No.
Okay. Would you rather eat snails or sardines?
I've actually had snails, and they're terrible, but I've never tried sardines, so I guess I'd have to say sardines.
Dan, good luck at Princeton, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you very much.